It was pretty clear the body wasn't going to go in the back of Roma's SUV. The legs were hanging out, almost touching the driveway.
"Can't we just push him in?"
she asked, kicking dirty snow away from the back tires.
"No, we can't just push him in," Maggie said. "That would break his legs."
She walked to the other side of the SUV. "Maybe if we put him in feet first." She looked at me. "What do you think, Kathleen?"
What did I think? I thought it was freezing.
"He still won't fit," I pointed out. "Could we take his legs off?" Maggie looked at me aghast.
"Take Eddie's legs off? How?"
"I have a hacksaw under the front seat,"
Roma added, oh, so not helpfully. Because she was a veterinarian, she had a number of things in her vehicle that other people didn't. I gave her a look.
"No, I don't mean saw off his legs," I said. "But don't they detach somehow?"
"Wrong thing to say." Maggie laid a protective hand on Eddie's thigh.
"Do your legs detach?" she asked me.
I exhaled slowly, watching my breath hover in the air.
"No," I said, "my legs don't detach. But I'm a human being, and Eddie's a mannequin."
"He's a mixed media assemblage piece," Maggie said huffily. The real Eddie Sweeney, crazy Eddie Sweeney, was number 22, a 6'4" forward for the Minnesota Wild hockey team and the pride of the state, born and bred. Maggie had been commissioned to create a display featuring Eddie for this year's Winterfest. I was pretty sure the Winterfest committee had been expecting Maggie's collage panels, not a life-sized recreation of Eddie in pads and skates. He looked so real, truthfully, that he had given me the creeps the first time I had seen him dressed and sitting in a chair in Maggie's art studio.
"Could we wrap him in plastic and tie him to the roof racks?" Roma asked.
All I could see were Roma's eyes and nose buried under the hood of her heavy coat. "Realistically, how far do you think we'd get before someone called the police?" I said.
"Good point, Kathleen," she said.
"We can't leave him like this."
Maggie looked skyward. "I think it's going to snow."
"There's a surprise," I muttered.
Winter in Mayville Heights, Minnesota, came in three varieties: about to snow, snowing, and get out the shovel. I had to concede, though, that the town looked like something out of an old Currier and Ives greeting card. Snow decorated the tree branches, frost sparkled on window panes, and there was a complete snowman in every second yard. It was my first real winter in town. I'd arrived last year at the tail end of the season to be the new librarian and supervise the renovations to the library building for its upcoming centennial. I looked at Eddie's backside sticking out of the rear of the SUV.
"I have an idea," I said. "Roma, can you grab Eddie's left thigh?"
She pushed back her hood.
"With pleasure," she said with a grin.
She gave faux Eddie a pat on the behind and caught him by the leg and the waist. I took the other side, and we lifted him out of the back of the SUV. Though he wasn't a real body, he was still heavy.
"Now what?" Roma asked.
"Be careful," Maggie said, hovering behind us. "Open the passenger's door," I told her. "You can't put his feet in the front and his head in the back," she warned. "Once Roma starts driving, he'll slide backward and break."
"That's not what I'm doing," I said. "Trust me."